USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Remembrances are being held across the country to commemorate the 81st anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor. At the Intrepid Sea, Air, and Space Museum in New York City, Michelle Chauvin is a daughter of a Pearl Harbor survivor who's since passed away. She says it's up to new generations to remember and share the lessons of that day.
Several years ago, when I asked my father what message he would like to relay to the world, it was, take care of our country's veterans and the families of deceased veterans, and of course of soldiers who are serving today.
President Vladimir Putin says Russia will continue its war in Ukraine. He also said at the Kremlin he would fix equipment shortages for Russian troops. He added that fighting consistently can be the only answer from Russia. Inflation is continuing to be a major issue for folks across the nation.
Another indicator points to inflation not going away anytime soon. The Labor Department on Wednesday released their productivity and costs report that measures labor efficiency and labor costs of producing each unit of output. Today's numbers indicate American production levels declined 1.3% year to year. It has now declined for three straight quarters. Unit labor costs rose 5.3% from a year ago. Again, not good for our wallets. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott is frustrated following his party's loss in the Georgia Senate runoff election. Scott saying Republicans need a good national message after Herschel Walker lost to Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock. Scott was in charge of the National Republican Senatorial Committee, meaning it was his job to elect Republicans in the Senate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
And if you're one of those companies that stayed open during COVID, I have some great news for you. Government funds are available to reward companies who stayed open during that challenging time. It's not a loan. You don't have to pay it back. Your hard work to stay open could qualify you for up to $26,000 per employee at refundsasap.com. That's refundsasap.com. You heard that right. Up to $26,000 per employee. This program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the tax experts at refundsasap.com. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work. Then they share a percentage of the cash they get you. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans. If you have five or more employees, let refundsasap.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit refundsasap.com, refundsasap.com.
There are still few details after a shooting at a Georgia Walmart. Cobb County Police, northwest of Atlanta, tweeted there are several injuries. However, they say it's not an active shooter situation. They also added that there is no threat to the public. As viruses continue to spread around the country, doctors are reminding folks of some common sense practices.
Doctors recommend keeping sick kids home as COVID, the flu, and RSV overwhelm the nation's hospitals. Dr. Jason Bowling with the University of Texas Health System says most kids can stay home, but chest pain and trouble breathing could indicate a serious infection. He recommends kids drink a lot of water because it's easy to get dehydrated while battling an upper respiratory virus. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
A Greek Orthodox church destroyed in the terror attacks on September 11, 2021, reopens near the former World Trade Center after more than two decades of rebuilding. Olga Pavlenkos with the St. Nicholas Church Parish Council says it's very emotional.
It's been a long time coming, 21 years, a lot of hardships, a lot of ups and downs, but we finally made it. And with the support of the Archdiocese and many donors and people all over the place, we made it and we're here.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I found that. Also, I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.